from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You know there are 50 states, yet in just a week, last Friday, Donald Trump was in Johnstown, and we've had all the candidates crossing the city, the state, including Tim Walz in Pittsburgh through Moon Township. He came from Lancaster, went to Erie. Kamala Harris, President Joe Biden here on Labor Day. And now Kamala Harris basically living in Pittsburgh until the debate on Tuesday. Joining us, one of the voices you hear on KDK, Natalie Benzavenga, socially conscious journalist, media personality, and all-around great woman. And she joins us so you can see her on the radio via our video mix, kdkradio.com. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Why are we so popular? Pittsburgh. I mean, we are so attractive.
We're just awesome here.
But it's really actually extraordinary. I mean, you have the Vice President of the United States currently, who wants to be the next president, living in Pittsburgh this weekend.
I mean, it's a great town to be in, but I do think it's a little bit more than, just our French fries on our salads and the Steelers. I do think we are a must-win state in this upcoming election cycle, and Pennsylvania truly, I believe, is a purple state that could swing either way. There is nothing set in stone in terms of any of the candidates, in particular, of course, the presidential and vice presidential race. So it's going to be a hot one coming up the next few months, and I think all eyes are going to be on Pennsylvania.
And certainly all eyes, I think, will be on debate Tuesday, which is, for those that don't know, in Philadelphia on the other end of our state. And that'll be, by the way, at 9 o'clock on ABC, and we will carry it in its entirety. And I understand you may be part of the pregame, we'll call it, leading up to the debate.
It's the first time I've ever been a part of a pregame, Larry.
Well, so much is at stake, I believe, in this debate since the polls show the candidates are so close.
Yeah, this is an important debate, and I think it's an important one for both candidates, both former President Donald Trump and for Vice President Harris, to really be able to execute specifics on their ideologies and explain to the American people what it is that they're going to map out in terms of a course for economic development, for protecting personal freedoms, and protecting the environment. So I think they both have a tall order, but it should be very interesting because I think Harris has done a better job of explaining policy points than Trump has over the course of the past few weeks, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of name calling still. It'll be interesting to see how deep into the actual discussion of their platforms that we will get on Tuesday. And then right away after that, September 11th, obviously a significant date in this country's recent history. And Kamala Harris will be back at Shanksville at the National Memorial here just outside of Pittsburgh in Somerset County. So we will play a vital role in this process moving forward. What do you think, as a woman, as a voter, is the most important issue for women in this country?
Well, I definitely think it's the right to bodily autonomy. And that really should be the most important issue to everyone, regardless of whether or not you are able to, you know, be pregnant. And the reason for that being, we start there, and without that, everything follows. If you don't have control over your body, and the most important choice really you can make is how you want to live your life, how you want to achieve your dreams and your goals, if you don't have control over that, what does economic policy matter? What does housing policy matter? What does a living wage matter? None of that matters if you can't control your life. And we should all be in support of more personal freedoms. And I mean, the Republicans, I don't know why, but they should be really on board with that, because they've staked their claim on that statement for years.
And I'm curious as to the turnout for the vote. I would imagine it will be good, but each candidate is counting on their base and that the people they've attracted to actually vote. And what's your sense?
My sense is when people come out to vote, Democrats win. And when people stay home, Republicans win. And that's just been sort of the track record over the years. So really, I think the onus is on the Democrats to get people who are either uncommitted or registered independents, or perhaps just ambivalent about voting in general. I think they need to actually follow through with the ideas that they're putting forward and stop using them as carrots dangling on a stick every 4 years to get people to come out and vote, and actually put policy where their mouth is should they win.
Kamala Harris has been demonized as a communist. How do you respond to that?
God, Larry, make it stop. I don't understand why people continue to use that trope. She is definitely not a communist. She is definitely a capitalist. I don't know what that word means to people these days, but no, there's no communist policy coming from the Biden, Harris, Walls, you know, sector of this country. I think that's just, once again, something that is a tired trope, and there are tropes on both sides of the aisle, but that is one that always gets sort of trotted out every few years. I don't even know if people understand what the word means, and I think it's lost all meaning.
That said, again, Kamala Harris in downtown Pittsburgh at the William Penn Hotel, which is now the Fortress, and it'll be interesting to see if she ventures out and where she might go if she does. So we'll follow that. And when can we hear you next on KDK?
Oh, I'm going to be hopefully on KDK Radio this Tuesday doing a little pregame around the debate. And then I'm on every Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m.
Check out Natalie Benzavenga. Appreciate you being on with us this morning. Good luck. And I'll be looking forward to your pregame on Tuesday.
Oh, thank you. It should be a lot of fun. Thanks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.